Even more disturbing is the number of very young children who are being prescribed these medications. According to a report by the CDC, more than 10,000 American toddlers on Medicaid were being medicated for maladies outside established pediatric guidelines, and an additional 4,000 children covered under private insurance plans were being medicated. "It's absolutely shocking, and it shouldn't be happening," said a children's mental health consultant to the Carter Center. "People are just feeling around in the dark. We obviously don't have our act together for little children," commented Anita Zervigan-Hakes, a consultant to the Carter Center in Atlanta, where the report on children was presented in May 2014. Dr. Susanna N. Visser, who oversaw the CDC's ADHD research, agreed. "Families of toddlers with behavioral problems are coming to the doctor's office for help, and the help they're getting, too often, is a prescription for a Class II controlled substance, which has not been established as safe for that young of a child. It puts these children and their developing minds at risk, and their health is at risk," warned Dr. Visser. Dr. Nancy Rappaport, a child psychiatrist and director of school-based programs at the Cambridge Health Alliance outside Boston, specializes in underprivileged youth, many coming from broken homes. "In acting out and being hard to control, they're signaling the chaos in their environment," she remarked. "Of course, only some homes are like this, but if you have a family with domestic violence, drug or alcohol abuse, or a parent neglecting a 2-year-old, the kid might look impulsive or aggressive, and the parent might just want a quick fix, and the easiest thing to do is medicate. It's a travesty." Where once a daydreaming child was simply chastised by a teacher who ordered them to stay with the rest of the class, today, they are sent to the school nurse who, more often than not, refers them to a psychologist inclined to prescribe medications such as Ritalin and Adderall. These drugs can calm a child's hyperactivity, but also have their share of serious potential side effects, including growth suppression, insomnia, and hallucinations. It's easy to see why it might not be the best idea to cause young children to experience these effects. The American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines do not cover children below the age of 4, because the Academy considers hyperactivity developmentally appropriate for toddlers and understands that more time is needed to see if a disorder is truly present. Despite this policy, one of the worst offenders in this unprecedented drugging of youth is Medicaid. As reported by the Alliance of Natural Health, ANH, in 2013, the number of children, many of them under the age of 3, on Medicaid who are taking antipsychotic drugs has tripled in just 10 years.